Now, the ground and reason why the Christian believes the Holy Scriptures to be the Word of God is not found in the testimony nor authority of the church. That's what Rome erroneously teaches. Because the Church of Rome has declared the Bible to be the Word of God, then you can take that and have that assurance that then that's the Word of God, because Rome said it. But no, but rather it is the testimony and power of the Holy Spirit within us. The same blessed Spirit who moved holy men to write the Word of God works in the regenerate of faith which nothing can shatter. No born-again soul needs any labored argument to convince them of the divine inspiration of the Scriptures. He has that proof within himself of their heavenly origin. Now, those arguments or apologetic methods and motions that, for the believer, can confirm one's faith, but our certain assurance is not dependent on that, but rather the working of the Holy Spirit within us to give us that divine testimony that, yes, I believe the Bible is the very breathed out Word of God. Faith wrought in the heart by the power of the Spirit is that which satisfies its possessor, that the Scriptures are none other than the Word of the living God. Now, as a young Christian believer, a person might go through times of testing and trial, especially if they go away to a secular university and they're now surrounded by unbelievers and people are telling them things that completely fly in the face of what they believe and what they were raised in and so on. And it might be a time of testing and trial in that, is that they're being sifted in a sense to see, well, do I really do believe that the Bible is the Word of God? And a person can go through some dark times, you know, because of that. But hopefully that's not going to last very long, and that person will work through that process by the Holy Spirit, the one called alongside to help, and bring them to that certain assurance and certainty that, yes, I know the Bible is the Word of God. And also the Spirit then creates faith in the regenerate heart in the incarnate Word of God, in Jesus Christ, which the Word of God, the Bible, preaches and proclaims. So after being convicted of sins and seeing one's lost state before a holy God and then hearing the gospel of Christ proclaimed, the Holy Spirit works that faith in the newly regenerated soul, and that person rests in Christ for his salvation from the penalty, power, and presence of sin.